But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys to talk about the latest in the Dak Prescott situation. We heard from Steven earlier this hour. Now we hear from Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man.
Morning.
How are y'all doing? Good, good. Doing fine this morning.
Doing good.
Good. We didn't even have to ask. Glad you're doing well.
I tell you what, despite the fact that physically, now that I'm doing fine, I'm about up to my wit's end with one Dakota Prescott.
Uh-oh.
I'm just beginning to think he's an idiot. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, I wouldn't say that now publicly.
Well, I have tried to get Dak to sign this deal about 100 times. I think this manager that he has is a bad influence on him.
Manager?
Right. Every time Dak wants to sign, he looks over at his manager, and that manager shakes his head back and forth, giving the no sign, holding up his hands, rubbing his thumb back and forth across the pads of his fingers like Johnny Manziel, signaling more money. So we're panicking, trying to throw in more money at the last second. We're piling on coupons to Dave and Buster's. We're adding any sort of books, lamps, anything we got in the room into the middle of the table, pocket change, finger puppets, whatever else we got, trying to tempt him to go ahead and sign, giving him everything we got. He still won't sign.
Sounds like it's turning into the Dion deal.
I'll tell you what, and I tell you, this is going to backfire on that Dak Prescott, too.
How's that?
Well, if Dak keeps waiting and coronavirus keeps eating people, pretty soon he's going to be playing for about $50,000 a year.
That would help you with the cap, wouldn't it?
That's right. Sure will. But I have some good news on this front, because there's a little secret information that kind of came my way that I understand Dak may be having some regrets, and he's been busy building a time machine so he can go back about 3 months and sign that last deal we offered him.
He might like a do-over.
He's looking into it.
That's right, a little do-over. I tell you, I'm also going crazy trapped here in this house with these three kids.
Well, they're adults now. It shouldn't be that big a deal.
My goodness, Jerry Jr. is driving me absolutely bananas. Tell you, that's the doctor was right. When that oxygen got cut off during his birth, it affected him something.
All right.
That would happen.
Come on.
This homeschooling stuff is difficult. I don't know if y'all are going through it too, but I tell you, I done made it through school once. I don't want to have to do it all over again.
Are you being taught lessons, or are you teaching your kids?
No, I'm having to help the kids with their lessons, you know, because
okay.
Gene is already a box in by noon, so.
Stop it.
She can't really teach them, so, I mean, I can barely keep up. I've done found out many things already. I found out I've been spelling all sorts of words wrong. Tomorrow and chief and friend and ceiling and pap smear. Pap smear doesn't even have a CH in it.
You've been doing spelling tests, huh?
Been doing all the spelling tests, and yeah, and it all falls to me. I've got to run a $5 billion franchise and school, homeschool three kids. Now you tell me if that ain't a big working load for a parent.
Well, I could swear all those kids were in their 50s.
It's a sign of the times now, too. It's just the way it is.
After teaching the kids and cleaning up box wine spills all day and picking up after Jerry Jr.'s pet tiger manticore, about the only way I can get some peace and quiet is to get in my helicopter and hover above the family compound for a few minutes of peace and quiet.
I think that's another word you're misspelling, helicopter.
So I go up every day around 4 p.m. I get in my, climb in my helicopter, and then I just set it on autopilot, and I got it tied to the top of the roof of the house, so I just kind of hovers up there at the end of the tether, and get up there and just ease my pants down and scroll through my Twitter printout that Roosevelt makes for me every hour on the hour.
Twitter printout?
Yeah, because I don't have one of them intelligent phones that has the Twitter on it.
Oh, so right.
He prints out Twitter.
Yeah, he prints out Twitter for me.
Daddy, Stephen flushed my army men down the toilet. Now it's backed up and my doo-doo's escaping.
All right. That sounds like you got a problem.
Why did you poo-poo into a toilet that is backed up? I don't understand. These kids got no sense. No sense whatsoever.
Daddy, the poo-poo's getting out.
All right, I got to go.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jarrah.